Hey, is David available?
Speaking.
Hey, David, this is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Fine.
Good, good. I actually just wanted to follow up with you the conversation we'd had on the 23rd of August.
Yeah, I remember calling you. Yeah,
yeah, I had emailed you out some information with regards to what we could make available for the business, and I think we just kind of fell out of contact, so I was just reaching back out to see.
Did you use business property as collateral, or how do you secure loan?
There's multiple options. We could do collateralized, uncollateralized. You know, it's just a matter of what you're looking to do and what we can cater and make work for you.
So I'm looking at, you know, what's the lowest interest rate you saw, though, the business type loan?
For collateralized, it's right around 4%. Uncollateralized starts, uncollateralized is it's upwards of, starts right around 10.
My situation, I've been going through a separation here, and my ex stopped working, so I'm just borrowing money left and right.
Right.
To just pay my bills. Now the divorce is finalized. I want to get a loan, stabilize everything. I really trumped up a lot of my loans just to pay stuff off, so I have a ton of collateral. I have over, got almost $400,000 in the collateral.
Oh, in
my,
excellent.
In my properties, and I've been doing this stuff for 30 years. You know, I can probably get 50 grand in my house, you know, for equity.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently bought it not too long ago. So it's just I have this collateral. Just I need to pay her off, get some new equipment, just basically start with the clean slate. Granted, I don't want to do that because now I wanted to retire in about 7 years and just rent out my commercial property and make $6,000 a month at my rental, you know?
Yeah. So, 72 grand a year and living life.
You know, so that's what that was my plan. You know, mm-hmm. but that's not working out anymore. You know, so I need to really get aggressive here and figure things out.
Okay.
But like I said, my personal credit went to shit because I was just borrowing upon, you know, myself.
Right.
You know, paid too late here and there. So I don't know if that's, you know, just by you, me telling you, I need to deal with a person borrowing money, not a bank with their mm-hmm. people in their back room looking at numbers. You know, I need someone to loan me something on a person. You know.
Yes.
Being so far away, you can't do that. You're a typical bank, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know, we're a little bit different, though, as far as, like, we're not a depository bank, so we wouldn't take your deposits and leverage them against you, you know, and lend your money back to you at a rate, at a, you know, a ridiculous rate like that. We're more of a commercial lender, helping small, medium-sized businesses grow or pay down debt or, you know, keeping them afloat or whatever the need may be. So in that aspect, we're a little bit different. You know, and we could definitely do a collateralized loan at a lower rate than uncollateralized. I know that you said that your credit, you know, is not necessarily good at this point. If it's above 500, we can definitely help you out. We deal with credit tiers A through D.
I mean, it's never been the greatest because a lot of loans I would get on my business, my personal would go on it anyways. You know, so
right.
Here showed I'm 300 grand in debt on my personal credit, yet with only an income of $50,000 or 30,000, whatever it was that year.
Right.
You know, so it's like, and the banks couldn't figure it out. Well, your income to debt ratio, it's like, well, then use my 500,000 gross sales and figure from there, whatever, you know.
Right.
They won't, you know, they just wouldn't look at it that way, you know.
Yeah, and so this loan would not go on your personal credit. It goes on the business credit, helps build the business credit. So I know that sounds like that was would be a concern for you. So yeah, that wouldn't affect personal credit in any way at all. And it's actually a very simple process. You know, it's a one-page application. We look at some bank statements to verify cash flow, a couple pages of the tax return to verify sales from the year previous. With that information, I can get you some feedback inside of 24 hours.
Really?
Yes.
So send me an email.
Okay.
And what email you got there?
I have Dave at, hold on one second, help me.
Helpmeauto.com, yeah.
Yep, got it.
That's my website.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, just send it to that.
Sure. I'll send you the list of the other requirements that we need and my direct dial as well. So if there's any questions, gathering information.
Send it to
or
another email. Just send it to lockport@me.com, too.
Hold on one sec there. Lockport, just like it sounds, LOCKPORT?
Yeah, at me.com. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
All right, you got it?
I got it. So I'll CC the lockport@me.com and Dave at helpmepleaseauto. I'll have that over to you in about 5-10 minutes. Again,
Dave at helpmeauto.com.
Yep. My direct dial will be on there. So any questions at all or any, you know, with regards to gathering information or just
great.
General questions, you can always reach out to me. I'm here to help.
All right, great. Thank you.
You're welcome, Dave. Great to talk with you.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye.